Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Police have identified the man they arrested shortly after finding the vehicle used by gunmen in a shooting that left seven people wounded, including one critically, on Wednesday. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the latest.
In addition to finding the car used by gunmen in Wednesday's mass shooting in North Philadelphia, police also arrested the person driving that car. Police have identified that man as 23-year-old Tahid Harvey of East Germantown, and he's now also charged for his involvement in the mass shooting. He faces charges of attempted murder, aggravated assault, criminal conspiracy, and more. Authorities found the car, a charcoal gray Acura TSX, on Thursday at Morton and Duval Streets near Mallory Playground in East Germantown. Police say Harvey was arrested as officers were watching the car waiting for someone to approach it. The shooting happened on Wednesday night around 6:20 at Banbury and Somerset Streets in North Philadelphia. Three males pulled up in the Acura and fired at least 17 shots down the block at a group of people. The seven victims were between 16 and 46 years old. Police are still looking for two more suspects involved in the shooting.
A heat health emergency is in effect through tomorrow, at least, in Philadelphia. City officials say they will continue to monitor the situation and may extend the emergency into Monday if needed. More than 150 cooling centers, including libraries, pools, and spray grounds, are open in response to the intense heat. Outreach teams will be checking on people experiencing homelessness in the city. The Philadelphia Corporation for Aging Heat Line is active. If you or someone you know needs help, call 215-765-9040. Additionally, state officials have issued a code orange air quality alert for Philadelphia and surrounding counties due to increased ozone levels. The elderly and people with breathing problems are urged to limit outdoor activities. The PA Department of Environmental Protection is also encouraging businesses and residents to limit air pollution by setting AC to higher temps, driving only when necessary, and avoid engine idling. The high heat is doing a number on our cars. KYW's Tim Jimenez checked out an auto shop in Conshohocken for some of the heat-related issues the mechanics there have been dealing with.
It's been hot, really hot, and Bose Exxon on Butler Pike here in Conshi has been very busy, according to service manager Sean Davis.
Right now we're getting a lot of overheating issues, thermostats. Actually, we have a radiator issue right now that we're dealing with. We get a lot of, let's say, AC compressor issues.
The hotter it gets, the harder your car has to work, says lead technician Ian Stutzman.
Transmission, your engine, everything is trying to stay at a nice, happy, consistent temperature.
So he recommends that people make sure their vehicle maintenance, oil changes, coolant flushes, and other services, all that is up to date.
And if you don't maintain your vehicle, lubrication systems and cooling systems, they fail, and then you have these overheating issues, and it wears out bearings inside of the motor.
AAA says they haven't seen a significant rise in emergency calls in our area yet, but a spike could happen in the coming weeks when more batteries are drained because of the heat. AAA recommends that drivers have emergency kits in their cars, including bottles of water, in case they get stuck somewhere.
The ex-girlfriend of a 35-year-old who was shot and killed during a robbery in Norristown earlier this year has pleaded guilty to murder for setting up the deadly robbery. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
31-year-old Catherine Emmel pleaded guilty to third-degree murder, robbery, and conspiracy to commit robbery for her role in the shooting death of 35-year-old William Carter during a robbery on Powell and Wood Streets in Norristown on January 20th. Carter had recently won $5,000 gambling. Emmel lived with Carter and admitted in court she put a tracking device in the car he used, then shared that location with 29-year-old Daquan Allen and three other men planning to rob Carter, prosecutor Megan Carney.
During the course of that robbery, William was killed, shot and killed. So even if she didn't pull the trigger, she's liable as an accomplice and a co-conspirator.
Investigators say 18-year-old Damon Brantley shot Carter in the head during the robbery. Prosecutors say Emmel met Allen after the murder and he paid her $700. Brantley, Allen, and two others are each charged with murder, robbery, and conspiracy. Emmel was offered the plea to third-degree murder to avoid a life sentence in exchange for her cooperation in the investigation and prosecution of the four men. She'll be sentenced at a later date. Prosecutors made it clear during the hearing, she's required to cooperate or the plea deal will be revoked.
The TSA stopped a worker at Philadelphia International Airport from bringing a loaded gun through an employee checkpoint Friday morning. The airline employee had a 9mm handgun loaded with 10 bullets when he was stopped by TSA. Philadelphia police confiscated the gun and took the man's airport ID. It was the 17th firearm detected by the TSA at PHL this year. 45 guns were intercepted last year. Two nursing homes in South Jersey are being closely monitored by the state after the owners were cited by a judge in New York for allegedly siphoning millions of dollars of Medicare and Medicaid money for their own benefit. The story from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
A state receiver will be monitoring operations at the Hammonton Center and the Deptford Center after owners Ken and Beth Rosenberg and Daryl Hagler allegedly pocketed $83 million from their facilities in New York. New Jersey's comptroller assigned monitors to both facilities to ensure the money isn't being taken illegally here. Long-term care facility ombudsman Lori Fasciarosa Brewer says both the Deptford and Hammonton locations have long been poor performers and the residents there deserve better.
When you have facilities like Hammonton and Deptford, both of which are one and two-star facilities year after year after year after year, at some point, the state has to say, we have had enough.
Under this order, the owners are barred from getting any Medicaid funding from New Jersey or taking action that could impede the receiver's oversight of their facilities. The owners have also voluntarily agreed to suspend Medicaid lab operations. Comptroller Kevin Walsh says the owners could be forced to step aside pending the outcome of the ongoing investigation.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.